Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. Bishamei Omer, Bishamei say, Ein Mishalchen B'Yomtiv. A person is prohibited from sending a gift to his friend on Yomtiv. Ela Manos, with the exception of food. Food that is prepared and that's ready to be eaten on Yomtiv. For example, pieces of meat or fish. That you can send on Yomtiv to your friend. But all other gifts you cannot send to your friend on Yomtiv. Bishil Omim and Bishil will say, no, Mishalchin. You can send on Yomtiv afilu behema, even an animal, a whole cow, chaya, or a wild animal, a bird, bein chayim, whether they're alive, bein shechutim, whether they're shechted, whether they're slaughtered. Because even these things, you could prepare them on Yomtiv, you could shecht them if they're alive, send a whole live cow, it doesn't matter. Similarly, Mishalchin yenos, you can send wines, shmanim, oil, slasos, flowers, kidneys, different types of legumes, Beis Hillel is a lot more lenient. And the Gemara explains, and all that which Beis Hillel is going to be lenient, right, it's only when you send it through one person or two people as your messengers. If you send it with three people as your messengers or more, that Beis Hillel would prohibit, because it looks like you're sending people to bring all this stuff to the marketplace to sell it, and that'd be, you know, it'd be Maris Ayin, it would look bad on your part. It would look like you're doing something prohibited. So as long as you send it with three or more people, you can send whatever you want, according to Beis Hillel. They're a lot more lenient than Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say it's got to be food that's ready right now to be eaten. Beis Hillel say it doesn't have to be food that's ready, it could be food that's not even ready. Because as long as you prepare it on Yomtiv, that would be fine. Now, whether they say you could send things that are not food, you know, you want to send a diamond ring, that's a totally different discussion, but today we're just discussing food. Okay. But even Beis Hillel avalop tevua, Beis Hillel will prohibit tevua, wheat, grains. Why? Because it has to be grinded. The toche has to be ground up. And it's prohibited to grind on Yomtiv. And once you can't use it on Yomtiv, so then you can't send it on Yomtiv. Reb Shimon mata b'tevua. Reb Shimon comes along, he says that no, even tevua, wheat, and grains are permitted to send us a gift on Yomtiv. And the reason is that granted you can't use a major grinder on Yomtiv, but you could use a machteshes katana, a small grinder. Like we found by the spices, you're able to use a small grinder to crush it up. So you could use a small grinder to crush it up, and then in that stage you could eat it like a dice, like some kind of porridge that you cook up in a pot. So you could find the stage where you'll be making these grains edible. Therefore, Reb Shimon says that he's lenient that even these grains you can send on Yomtiv. So we have a three-way machlokas between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and then Reb Shimon's opinion for Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Yud. And with this, we'll complete the first parak Aleph in Masechta Beitza. Mishalchin, a person is permitted to send on Yomtiv one man to his fellow, Kalim. Here, Kalim does not mean utensils. It's referring to clothing, begadim, clothing. You could send it to your friend. Bein tefurin. So we were discussing earlier, you know, we discussed food. What about, you know, things like a ring or clothing or whatever? So now we're going to discuss that now, Mishnah Yud. So Mishalchin, a person could send to his friend, Kalim, which is clothing, bein tefurin, whether they're woven and sewn and they're ready to be worn on Yomtiv. Bein she'enin tefurin. Even if they're not woven and sewn to be used on Yomtiv, because even though you can't wear it as a garment, nevertheless, you could find usages for it, like just covering yourself up with it on Yomtiv. So you can't actually wear the shirt, but you can cover yourself with it, and therefore there's still usage for it, and it's permitted to send it to your friend on Yomtiv. V'yafalpish yesh ben kalayim. Wow. Even if the clothing that you're sending has kalayim, it has wool and linen in it, which is prohibited to be worn, right? Asur l'lavshim, you can't wear it. Now what are you going to do? They said, nevertheless, you could actually use it on Yomtiv. For example, if it was like very hard material and you weren't going to wear it, so, you know, you could sit on it or you could lay on it. So therefore, even if it's not woven and it has kalayim in it, still you could send it on Yomtiv because it has a purpose. You could sit on it, you could lay on it. As long as what you're doing is for the need of the Yomtiv, can't be for next week Tuesday, it's for the need of the Yomtiv, then it's permitted to do that on Yomtiv. Aval, but, lo sandal hamesumer, not a sandal that has nails in it. This is referring to like a really sharp cleat, if you want to use your imagination. You can't send it on Yomtiv, even though it's prepared, it's ready to be used, like what's wrong with it? Because it's prohibited to even wear it on Yomtiv. We learned in Masechta Shabbos, it says that a person cannot go outside even on Shabbos with this special kind of sandal. And the Gemara explains that the Chachamim made a gezerah. They made an enactment. because it was a story during the times of the Shmad, when the Jews were in hiding and they couldn't practice Torah and mitzvahs, that they were hiding in a cave, and they heard the voice, they heard a voice out of the cave, they thought it was the enemy, and they all started pushing each other to get out. And amongst all the commotion and chaos that it caused, many, many people were killed. Not only that, more people were killed in that cave than by the enemy themselves. It was terrible. And at that moment, the Chachamim made a gzeira. They said, people should not be wearing these sharp cleats. It's sakanas nefesh. It's a death trap. And since the whole story that when this happened on Shabbos, right? So they said, you know what? The prohibition that they can't wear cleats is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because those are the days when people gather around in the shuls, they gather around in the base medrashes, so that's when you can't wear cleats. But during the week, you know, you're just traveling, you can wear a cleat or whatever. So it comes out, you can't wear cleats on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So even though it's a garment, technically, that's totally, you know, it's a clothes item, that's totally complete, you can't send it as a gift or send it to somebody on Yom Tov, because you can't wear it anyway on Yom Tov. Okay. Another case, you can't send a shoe, which is not tough or not sewn and woven up. Can't send that to one friend to the other on Yom Tov. Even if it's mechubar b'yaseidu shel eitz, if it's got like these wooden pegs holding it together, nevertheless, it's not totally woven, and therefore, it's not a complete shoe. You can't send it as a gift to your friend on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, af lo min al lavan. Even a white shoe is prohibited to send to your friend on Yom Tov. Why? Because you have to send it to a craftsman to make it black. And the Gemara explains that in the town of Rabbi Yehuda, people would not wear white shoes until they made it black. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it's prohibited to send it to your friend on Yom Tov because it's not wearable now. But of course, in a town where they would wear white shoes, then of course you could send the white shoes as a gift. Ze'aklal, the Mishnah concludes, kol shenei osin bo. Anything that is usable and you can have the benefit from it during the week, okay, so it's in a complete stage, a shirt, a pair of pants that's totally complete, then beyond the Mishalchan, so you can send it on Yom Tov. That's the general principle over here. It's got to be in a complete stage. If it's food, we said, except for the wheats, right, we said that you could send it even if it's a live animal, because you could shecht on Yom Tov. But otherwise, if it's clothing or stuff similar to that, it's got to be in a stage which is in a complete stage, meaning during the week you can have benefit from it. So to on Yom Tov, Yom Tov is shachra, so on Yom Tov you can send it as well, because then you can have benefit from it as well on Yom Tov. And they bring down over here an interesting example, that tefillin, right? During the week, it's in a complete stage, right? So you can even send it on Yom Tov. Ah, you'll say it's muktzah. So it's not so clear whether it's really muktzah or not, or what the level of muktzah is regarding tefillin. So much so that if you wear tefillin on Yom Tov, you're not really doing a prohibition. That's for a whole other conversation. But the point that they're trying to bring out over here is that as long as the item is complete and it's usable during the week, right, so then you can send it on Yom Tov to your friend, as long as of course it's being used for the Yom Tov. And that wraps up Mishnah Yud and Perek Aleph.